We're here on KSOM as it's time to talk golf and preview the upcoming season for the Cam Cougars. Athletic director, girls basketball coach, and golf coach, Joe, he does it all. Joe Wollum joins us now here on KSOM. And coach, how do you feel about your golf teams coming into the spring?
Well, feeling pretty good. You know, we've had some decent weather to get in some good practices, and you know, we start competitions next week, so I feel like we're in a good spot.
Yeah, I mean, the weather normally around this time, we're talking about hitting golf balls indoors and up against nets and everything like that. You know, so how much total practice time have you been able to get?
Well, we haven't had a single practice inside yet. Now, we've had to cancel a couple times, but we didn't feel it was necessary to go inside. So, you know, we've been out on the course, you know, most every day we've been able to. And, you know, I think we're starting to see some results and excited to get this season rolling.
Well, let's start on the girls' side. What do your numbers look like there?
Yeah, we're really excited about our girls. You know, we got 7 girls out this year. We haven't had a team in a few years, so it's nice to have that team back. And I know our 2 returners, Hallie Keeler and Caitlin Platt, are enjoying having some extra girls around at practice as well.
So talk a little bit more about both of those 2 golfers and what they what their games are like and what they will bring to you.
Yeah, you know, Caitlin Platt, returning former, she's a junior. Her strength, she can really hit the ball. She can hit the ball a long ways. You know, she's working really hard on her short game. I think that's when she can get her short game improved a little bit. I think she's going to, you know, she's in the, you know, low to mid 50s right now. I think she's primed to, you know, break it out into the 40s here. I think she can do it fairly early in the season. So, you know, and then Hallie Keeler, another returner for us. She's a sophomore. You know, Hallie's still fine-tuning that swing. We're getting her going, but we're hopefully we can get her. You know, she was more in the 60s last year. We're hopefully keep her in the 50s and lower 50s this year.
And so those 2 will be your 1 and 2, I would imagine, coming in, unless somebody else pushes them out of those spots. What are the other 5 there that will try and do so?
Yeah, you know, Kisley Platt, freshman, she's been pretty impressive and pretty steady, you know, since practice started. So, you know, kind of expected big things from Kez. Brooklyn Zimmerline, another freshman. She's got, you know, golfed a little bit as a junior, so the junior golf ranks. So she's been okay. So she's, you know, working on figuring out where to put her in the lineup. You know, Nadia South, a girl we're going to switch. She's going to share and do soccer as well. So, we won't have her at her, not soccer, track, sorry. You know, we won't have her every meet. But, you know, she'll be able to help us out when she can. You know, Gracie Vantiger, another girl that's going to dual sport with tracks. So, you know, we've got some, you know, some flexibility there. Then we got our foreign exchange student, Mylene, you know, from Germany, going to try and give golf a shot too as well. So we got some inexperience, you know, which I'm sure we'll have some growing pains with that. But, you know, the girls have had great attitudes and are excited to get the season going.
Very good. On the boys' side, I would imagine it starts with Keegan Crone coming in to, Chase Jotty. I got him confused. there's so many kids there at Cam. I'm starting to get used to them. But Chase Jotty's the golfer that was so successful last year. You know, what do you see from him? I'm sure golf is one of those sports that he loves. And so, you know, what do you see from him coming into this year?
Well, you know, you talked about it. He's the state runner-up a year ago. You know, and not only is he a phenomenal golfer, he's a great kid. You know, he's a great leader. He's out there. He's helping other kids. He's another coach for us. You know, so, yeah, it's phenomenal to have him. You know, he's, you know, a generational guy. You don't get a ton of golfers like Chase Jotty on your golf team. You know, we're just very fortunate, Coach Fogelman and myself are to, you know, have him on our team and excited what he's going to do this year. And, you know, where golf's going to take him after high school as well. You know, so we're excited for him. But, you know, he's got some other seniors in his class. He's really elevated their golf game as well. You know, I think when he was a freshman, he might have been the only one out. Now he's brought in several seniors with him. And, you know, I think it's going to make us a pretty viable team this year. And we're excited.
Yeah, I mean, he had a scoring average of 38 a year ago. What would you say is the strongest part of his game, or is he, you know, balanced in all aspects? Which I guess is what you need if you're going to be a state runner up, and go for a state championship this year.
You know, yeah, definitely he's balanced. He's got all the tools. You know, don't get me wrong, he can do that. But I think where he gains strokes on people is his mental game. He knows everything. You know, he knows where to miss if he misses. He knows, you know, the breaks and the greens, and, you know, when it's time to stay below the hole, when it's time to take a risk, when it's not. You know, and that's the thing you can't coach, just how mentally strong and mentally prepared he is for every shot. He can hit every shot in the bag. He's got all the tools. It's just, I think, where he really separates himself is the mental game.
Well, you did lose one senior off of last year's squad. You know, what about Kobe Van Tiger? I mean, he was right up there as your number two, number three, and I would imagine he'll be your number two coming into the year.
Yep, that's right where Kobe's slotted in, you know, as of now. And he, you know, the thing about Kobe's been fun to watch is, you know, Chase has always been steady. Even since freshman year, you knew where Chase is going to be in the, you know, in the 30s and in the 70s for playing 18 holes. And Kobe has shrunk the gap between Chase and himself. And, you know, that's fun. You know, like, I don't know if he'll ever catch Chase, but he keeps, you know, keeps getting closer and closer and closer and bringing his scores down. And, you know, it's fun to watch those two compete in practice. And it's also fun to watch Chase make Kobe a better golfer too. You know, so we're really, really excited about those two at the top of the lineup. And then, you know, those from three to eight, you know, we kind of got a bunch of guys that we could throw in there. It's going to be some great competition at practice, you know, between Austin Eblen, Madden Carey, Braxton Dennis. And then we got some seniors coming back out, Chase Speaker, McCade Paulson, you know, and you throw Creighton Kinsey in there too. I think depth is going to be one of the things that's going to give us an advantage. We're going to have some depth and, you know, get to compete at practice for those spots. And it's going to make golf pretty fun this year.
Yeah. How many total golfers do you have for the boys?
Yeah, I think we got 11. So, you know, and I think eight of those can play varsity on any given night.
Wow. That's solid. I mean, you just got to be excited to see numbers out for both this year. And that just, and when you get competition going amongst your team, especially in golf, it can only make everybody better, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's going to be the fun part. You know, we're going to have to spend once the season gets rolling, there's going to be, you know, qualifying rounds and competition. You know, we're going to try to make kids uncomfortable trying to earn those, you know, last spot or two on varsity. And, you know, that's, like you said, it's going to be fun and it's going to create some competitive spirit and really, really make our golf team a lot better on the way as well.
Well, we know Chase is going to be shooting for the top of the podium there in golf this year, but what's it going to take if the team, it would be nice if he could be going to state with a bunch of other Cougars also competing along his side. What's it going to take for that team to try and get there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Chase's sophomore year, you know, we did make it as a team. You know, junior year last year, we missed out by one stroke. You know, the boys, the High School Athletic Association has changed the rules this year. Now the top three go to state instead of just top two. You know, so that's one thing that'll help us. But I think, you know, I think we're already at this point, I think we're, you know, a stronger team than we were a year ago. So, but time will tell. But, you know, it's definitely the boys have high expectations and you're seeing that in how they practice and how they prepare. So it's, we're just hoping for a fun year.
And as am I, and let's hope it all comes together for you, Coach. Really appreciate your time talking about your golf team, and we'll follow them all along the way this season, and may the birdies be with you. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Joe Wallum, head coach for Cam Boys and Girls Golf, with us here on KSOM.